This is the best British new music.
The SRA Selector.
We're in the Castle Hotel in Manchester. This, I don't know about you, but this is one of my favourite venues in town, Stephen. Yes. Melbourne. And it's because it feels like some very strange church when you're in its little venue hall, doesn't it?
Yeah, the downstairs, the gig bit, we always used to say, we used to call it the chapel when you used to play there, because it's got the peaked roof and stuff.
It's really nice. Gorgeous, isn't it? I've just noticed on the EP, you've got an EP out at the minute, I've just noticed that was recorded at the Salford Trinity Church, which I went to a gig there the other day, and that is another one of Salford's most amazing venues, isn't it? What was it like to record the EP there?
Pretty amazing. We wanted to just do it in a big space, and Sam, who'd recorded a couple of EPs before, had used that space, and I guess the main thing is as well, you've got like a full church organ at your disposal, which was a kind of nice vibe. For
can you play that?
I can't play it, but Sam did, so it features on the EP, but sadly I can't do it. But just having the beautiful space and like lighting it up as you wanted, and just making it feel cozy, and then just having like three people in there recording an EP, it was a pretty special experience for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, where we are now, we are upstairs in the Castle Hotel. We've got the brews on, we've faffed around with a load of recording kit so we can get some lovely videos up on YouTube, and we're about to record some acoustic session tracks from your EP. What's it like when you're back here? This is the northern quarter of Manchester. It's a place that you know ridiculously well. Is the Manchester music scene something that you just love immersing yourself in?
Yeah, it is. It's a funny one, because it's when people talk about music scenes, it's hard to ever feel like you're in one, if you know what I mean. But then again, you see the same faces at the gigs. You're doing gigs with just like similar people and asking how they're getting on. And it's nice. It's nice to have a community kind of feeling to the thing that you love to do. And it's nice to, you know, see a friendly face in the crowd when you do a gig and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, and perform with people as well that are coming from further afield and experience in the city. I first became aware of you on the opening act slot of Nathaniel Ratcliffe's gig.
Oh.
What was that like?
That was a bit of a dream come true. Nathaniel's, well, an influence, and his new album is one of my favourite records. So it was pretty amazing, you know, to be sat in a changing room with a guy and just listen to them soundcheck and you just being the only one there. And then when the gig came as well, just to see that it was a really busy time for a support slot. Generally, you know, you might just get a few, like 20 or something, but it was a packed room and a really good response, and just loved it. Yeah, an absolute dream to play.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how does it feel for you coming from a relatively, well, definitely very rural part of the country, isn't it? Where you live on the Woodhead Pass is where I know it from. It's a sleepy little Yorkshire village, come town of Homeforth.
Yeah, there's not much that goes on.
When you're kind of growing up in that kind of place, in that rural kind of hideaway, when I go back home and it's very much to the sticks, we always say that you are in the back end of nowhere. You may as well not have a phone. There's no signal, all that kind of thing. Do you ever consider, however many years ago, let's go back 5-10 years and think, actually, one of these days I might well be playing on a stage that Nathaniel Ratcliffe's going to be on, or someone similar to that? You never think about it, do you?
No, and it took me a long time to kind of take the courage to move to a big city, because when you are from a little sleepy town like place like that, the city is, it's big, and it can be a bit intimidating. So, you know, I played in a band back then, and you talk about how you want to be in on the big stage and do stuff like that, but yeah, I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing now in the context that I am as well.
The SRA Selector
with Louis Chadwick on Shock Radio.